Hervé, sur Alarm et d'écouter Moran in the sixth paragraph, page 84. In the eighth line from the top, in the right side, וצריך לראות, and a person should see, לחתוך ולהבדיל את בחינת המלכות, בחינות המלכות, to cut, to divide, to separate the aspects of the kingdom means the complete faith in Hashem Itbarach, to know that there is no one except of Him. And really, Rabbi said, there is no one except of Him. מבין ארבע גלויות, from the four exiles. Four exiles mean that the person thinks that the someone, something else have a certain power to help him, to save him, to support him, to heal him, to make him happy, to satisfy him. And ולעלותה משם, and to bring it up from there. Actually, we learned that part, and בעיקר עלייתה, and the main way to bring it out from there, we said that it's actually to deal, to confront with the lackings that we have in our faith, that it means that in a certain time of your life you need something and you find yourself calling the lawyer or your friend instead of calling the Lord. So you need to deal with that lacking that you have. You need to confront with yourself, to look, to admit, I don't have a perfect faith. I believe in doctors, chas v'shulam. I believe in lawyers, I believe in people. I'm not calling Hashem. When you're doing that, and you're doing tshuva on that, and you're asking, please Hashem, let me believe in you, this is what it means, that you're bringing it up from that place. ועיקר עלייתה על ידי בחינות חסד, and the main way to rise it up is by the aspect of kindness. And we said that probably the best way to explain it is to say that it means that the person gonna see that it's all kindness of Hashem. Even though that you're stuck in a certain situation, that you don't know how to go out from that, it's all kindness. By saying that it's all kindness of Hashem, actually by that you're recognizing that it's Hashem that is holding you back, that it's Hashem that controls your life, and not the disease, and not the doctor, and not the debt, and not the banker, and I don't know what. And you know that the real solution, and actually also the problem, is all coming from Hashem. בבחינת ברוכן בחסד כיסא, like that it's written that the throne of Hashem Yitbarach, we're building it, making it by kindness, means that you're crowning Hashem Yitbarach, you're letting him sit to be the king. בחינת קיצרו לפי חסד, and you need to harvest, and actually you're harvesting, you're cutting, you're dividing with kindness, through, by kindness. שעל ידי החסד, that by that kindness, actually that you believe that Hashem Yitbarach is so kind that He is forcing you to deal with your lackings, that He is so kind that He is pushing you down to places that you don't want to be there in those places, and He is so kind that He is rebuking you because that Asher Yoav Hashem Yochiach, because Hashem is rebuking the ones that He care about them. So you're recognizing that it's all kindness of Hashem Yitbarach. By that faith, by that understanding, al yedei chesed, by that kindness, that wisdom of kindness, kotzrin vechotchin et ha-dalet, we're cutting, harvesting and cutting that letter dalet. Dalet, the numeral value of the letter dalet, it's four. Four, it's those four kingdoms, means four exiles that we spoke about, we talked about. Bechinat ha-malchut, we're saving the aspect of kingdom, means the complete faith in Hashem Yitbarach, like the Zohar HaKadosh is saying, Malchut Peh, that the kingdom is the mouth is praying and speaking only in Divrei Torah when you have a complete faith, like Rav Shalom said, if you believe, you're talking to Hashem, if you're not talking to Hashem, it means that you don't believe in Hashem. If you believe in Hashem, you're going to talk to Hashem Yitbarach on every issue that you have. If you don't believe that he's the one that can help you, you're not going to talk to him about it. You're going to call all of the other options that you have. This is what it means, that the kingdom fell into the four exiles. Umavdilin otamehem. And this is how you're separating the kingdom, the faith, from them, that you will not going to believe in other people, that you're not going to believe to think that they can save you. Not Hashem, not to believe in people to say that all of them are liars. Just to say that no one can save me. It's not a person that's going to save me. It's going to be Hashem that's going to save me. It's going to be Hashem that's going to help me. Umalin ota el ora panim, and to rise it to the light of the face. To rise it to the light of the face, like we said, it means that actually the person is going to understand that Hashem is smiling to him. Even in his downs, Hashem is taking for you a certain amount of money because he's saving your life. Hashem, like that story on the Hasid, that he had a cow that they would bring milk. This was their only parnasah from that cow. And one day the cow died. She had been choked on the from the leash, and she died. And the mother and the wife and their mother and the kids were very afraid. What's going to be when the father, the Hasid, going to come to the house? He's going to be so frustrated. All of the panasa went down. He died. And when he came and he saw that the cow died, he was so happy and he danced. And they asked him, "Why are you happy? We lost all of our panasa." So he answered, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the cow instead of one of the family members for sure. What? He said? Or Shua ben Levi? No, it's a different story. Also the story that we know about Shua ben Levi, and he went with Eliyahu Navi. More stories. This is a story that happened in generation of the Baal Shem Tov, to students of a Baal Shem Tov. So people that have faith, they see Hashem. I mean, they're judging Hashem Yitbarach in a positive way, means to kaf zchut, and they believe, I have a lacking, it saved me. Yisurim mechaprim, he's got certain suffering. He knows it's forgiving me. I have a lot of sins, a lot of avonot. And all of us, we have avonot that the Zohar HaKadosh is saying that you cannot fix. And now there is a certain righteous man that is leading us, that is standing above us and saying, don't worry. On nothing. Count on me. Count on my powers. I'm going to lead you in a new path. It's an old path. Path of our forefathers, of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. But still, it's a new path. It's a new way. Count on me. Walk with me. Don't worry. I'm going to be there for you. So, you have something to count on, but still, you know that you have a lot to pay. Huge debts. Not talking about $20,000 debts. Talking about lifetimes of sins and avonot that you don't know what, how you're going to pay. How you're going to pay? One time, Zera Lebatala, how you're going to pay? A person can pay on Zera Lebatala, on Lashon Hara. Person can pay on Lashon Hara. You know the damage of Lashon Hara. One time Lashon Hara. One time that you looked on something really not modest. You can pay on that. You know the damage that you created in the world, the spiritual damage. So what are you going to do? So we have to count on Hashem. We have to count on the merciness of Hashem Yitbarach. This is the only way that we can be saved. And who is a bigger tzaddik than the other one? The one that reveals the rahmanut, the merciness of Hashem Yitbarach more than his friend. Means that even if there is a tzaddik that reveals that Hashem is rahman, now comes a tzaddik that reveals that Hashem is even more rahman, he's a bigger tzaddik. And in the end, there's going to be a tzaddik like that, that's going to show to us that Hashem Yitbarach is all Rachmanut. There's no judgments at all, no dinim at all. And even those downs, and even those lackings, even those fallings, even all of those problems, issues, horrible things that we're stuck with them in our lives, it's all coming from a good reason, from a good cause. And Hashem, He knows why. To save you by those lackings. To save you from the devil, to save you from Yetzer Hara, to save you from yourself, from your arrogance, to save you from who knows which kind of judgments and verdicts can come on the head of a person in this world. You can never tell.
Just the faith is giving us that wisdom to know. And it's written, the faith is in the night. Emunatcha ba'lelot. When you believe in Hashem Yitzbarach, it's only in a place that you cannot understand the situation with the wisdom. The sechel, the wisdom, is the sun, it's the light. The chokhmah is illuminating. So, alright, you know, this is a mic, this is a book, this is a table. You know, you don't need to believe that it's a table. You know that it's a table. But you should believe that he made that table and not him. You should believe that. Why? Because you cannot know. So Hashem obligated us in that mitzvah of faith, exactly in those situations that you cannot tell, that you think differently, that you think that it's the opposite way, when it look all wrong, and you should believe that it's all good. When you see something bad, like that we explained in that verse, that it's written on Etz Hadat, Etz Hadat Tovera, it's written on Etz Hadat that it's good and bad, Al tochal mimeno, lo tochal mimeno, don't eat from it, because it mixed. But in the future to come, we're going to read that verse in a different way. We're going to say, Etz Hadat Tov, the tree of that is good, Vera lo tochal mimeno, and bad you will not going to eat from it. The same verse, exactly. Just don't say, good and bad, don't eat. It's good, and bad you're not going to eat from it. How? By wisdom. By knowing, by faith. By knowing that it's all Hashem. If enod milvado, and there is nothing except of Hashem, so how can it be that there's going to be something bad? If Hashem is tov umetiv, good, that doing only good things. So how can something be bad? It cannot be. Only the Yetzer Hara told us that. When he contaminated us, and he started to plant his horrible wisdoms, stupidity, into our minds, and we fell into those horrible, filthy wisdoms, to the darkness, to think that there is bad in the world at all. So from that moment and on, so we can see, we can recognize bad things. I don't want this, I don't want that. But the person should know, Hashem Yitbarach, He is with you. And if He's with me, always, so it's always good. The only thing that is stopping the person from succeeding, it's the lack of faith that he's got. You're standing in your hitvodedut, in your prayers, you want to talk to Hashem Yitbarach. If you don't believe that Hashem Yitbarach is with you, Hashem cannot show His face to you, He cannot reveal Himself to you. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He, like we said, Melech Asur Berahatim, He is forced to walk with you according to, by the way that you're leading Him, that you're walking. בדרך שבה אדם רוצה ללך מוליכים אותו. In the path that a person wants to walk in, this is the path that they have to lead him. So if you want to suffer because you think that you should suffer and you hate yourself and you're punishing yourself and you're smacking yourself, so Hashem Yitbarach have to be there. And you're forcing him. You're exiling Hashem Yitbarach from his Rachmanut. You're forcing Hashem Yitbarach to be in Midat Adin, to judge you and to criticize you because you're criticizing yourself. But if you're going to start liking yourself and loving yourself and supporting yourself and understanding yourself, Hashem is going to smile to you. This is that light of the face. To bring it out, it's by kindness. To recognize that it's all kindness. And then when you're taking it out, you're taking it out to the light of the face. Means to that understanding that Hashem Yitbarach is smiling. Shasimcha bim'ono, that He's always happy. Always, always, always happy. And always waiting. When you're going to do tshuva? What it means when you're going to do tshuva? When you're going to start beating yourself and blaming yourself? It's not tshuva. It's a choli nefesh. It's not how you say choli nefesh.
Insanity.
To blame yourself and to hate yourself and to blame yourself that you're actually nothing. Actually, you don't exist at all. You're blaming yourself on something that you don't have the ability to do. He's the one that has all of the powers. And He made, Asa, Ose, Ve'ase, all of the things in the creation, in the world. From then until the future and in the present. Hashem is Asa, Ose, Ve'ase, Lechol HaMasim, Ata Ribon Al Kol HaMasim, Ata Tzadik Hashem Al Kol HaBa'alai, on everything that is coming to me in my life. All of the situations, the awkward situations, crooked situations, you're righteous. On everything that came to me means that He brought all of it into my life. So what are you blaming yourself on all of those? He created you exactly like that you are.
With that lust, with that desire, with that bad midot. So you're asking, so what is my free choice? What is the b'chira chofshit of the person? I'm going to be punished on my avonot. I'm going to have a reward on my mitzvot. So where is my free choice? If Hashem is doing everything, the choice, like we learned in Likutei Moharan, like the Rav Shalom explained it hundreds of times, maybe thousands of times, that the free choice, it's only the wisdom, the knowledge, the idea. If to believe in Hashem Yitbarach that it's all Him, or to think that you are a reality. Hashem gonna decide if you're gonna have a boy or if you won't have a boy. Hashem gonna decide if you're gonna get married or if you will not. If you're gonna be a Talmid Chacham, everything is in the hands of Hashem. Hakol bidei shamayim, chutz mirat shamayim. Everything is in the hands of Hashem except of Yirat Shamayim. What it means Yirat Shamayim? It's a complete faith that you believe in Hashem. Only that is in your hands. Only if to believe that it's all Him, or chas shalom to think that you made it, that you succeed or that you failed, that need to praise you and to run chase after honor, the craziest thing of them all, or to blame yourself, that it's even a stupider thing, worse than that. What are you doing? Blaming yourself on things that you never done. Bro, Olam is doing everything. Everything. He is Asa, Ose, Ve'ase. Lechol ha'masim, to all of the actions. He made them all. He done them all, and He's keep on doing them all. And in the future also, He gonna be the one that's gonna do everything, and we don't have no powers. We're not exist. So who are we? We are the ones that should believe in Him, to force ourselves to believe in Him, because there is a battle above our heads. The Yetzirah wants to drag those souls into His side. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the messengers, the righteous people, are fighting on the souls of Am Yisrael, that they're going to stay inside the side of the Kedusha. And there is a battle. If you're going to stay in the Kedusha, or if Chas Shalom, the Yetzirah, is going to drag the person outside from the Kedusha zone. This is it. So now, in that area, it all depends on you. If you're going to concentrate in one thought, that there is only Hashem, no one going to be able to distract you, because a person cannot have two thoughts in one time. If you're just going to keep Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, I see only Hashem in front of me, in my ups, in my downs, in the days, in the nights, when I'm happy, when I'm sad, like I said, that Rav Shalom told me, that if a person is sad, and he's aware to the fact that that sadness is coming from Hashem, on that sadness he will not going to be punished. It's not bad at all. You can be sad if you know that really it's Hashem that made you sad. Now someone lost something and he's brokenhearted and he doesn't know how to deal. And he's crying, sitting on the floor, crying. And he knows that Hashem done that and he doesn't know how to deal. You think that it's bad that he's crying? He doesn't have the ability to jump and to dance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to understand him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that he cannot deal. And this is why that he's crying. The way of dealing, it's just the way of fighting. Like we said, that the Zohar HaKadosh is saying, who is the person that won the battle? The one that holds the sword in his hand. The one that holds the sword in his hand, it's the one that still fights. It's not the one that won, not the one that conquered. So the Zohar HaKadosh is saying and explaining that the war never ends. And if you're fighting, it means that you're winning. So our job is just to fight, and to fight, and to fight. To achieve what? Faith. Only faith. Only faith. That there is nothing except of Hashem, and that Hashem is good. Because to know that it's all from Hashem, but not to be happy, it's not a complete faith. A complete faith is when you know that it's Hashem, and you're happy from all of the judgments. Like we're saying in Kriyat Shema, that Hashem, who are Elohim, that it's Midat Adin, it's also coming from the Rachmanut of Hashem, that this is Havaya, that this is Yudkei Vavkei. Hashem, He is Elohim. He is the one that is bringing all of the difficulties into our lives. He is the one that brings us to all of those situations that we're going to have to confront, fears and anxieties and lack of knowledge and lack of wisdom, and to see how low we are. And a humble person
when you're going to see that he's got lackings, it's not going to surprise him at all. This is me. It's not new for me that I have lackings. I know that. From day first. The person, the human being, it's the creature that is capable, the less, with the less capability.
Least capable
when he comes to this world. Just to teach you. All of the animals, they're running, and from day first, you see. Running, walking, immediately, 2 weeks, 3 weeks maximum. This is it. 3 weeks is flying away. Building another house in 2 weeks. This is it. But us cannot move. And in this generation, even 20 and 30 years old don't know how to manage with the smallest problems of them all. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that? That you cannot drink without a glass. That you cannot eat without a fork, without a knife. That you cannot walk without shoes. That's going to be in your number. And you don't, you cannot. You have pants and you cannot wear them without a belt. And nothing. You cannot walk without sunglasses. Everyone. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you so much disabled, that you cannot move, that you're going to wake up to understand that you need Hashem Yitbarach to all of your lackings, to fulfill all of your lackings. And we cannot survive without Him. We cannot manage without Him. We cannot. V'anuchi ismach b'Hashem. And then you're going to be happy with Hashem. That you see, I have a shirt, I have a belt, I have sunglasses, I have everything. I have a lot of things, so it means that Hashem is with me. Because I cannot be without Hashem. This is a result of your humility, that you know that you cannot breathe without Hashem. A person can choke from a glass of water. And no one's going to know even. A person can die in his sleep. No, you don't have no control, no ability at all. Thanking Hashem when we're waking up. Thanking Hashem when you go begging to Hashem in Bach to wake up when we're going to sleep. Because you know that you don't have no control. Thanking Hashem Yitbarach on the fact that you're able to go out from the bathroom. Because you know that a person can stuck in the bathroom and cannot go out. Borei Olam is showing that to us just that we're going to learn. The problem is that the person wants to live in this world an eternal life. He wants to stay here forever. This is why he's taking a mortgage for 35 years. He's just begging to stay, please, Borei Olam, let me take more obligations on myself, and more. And after 15 years, he wants to buy another house and to stuck himself in this world forever. To invest his money in business, in things that are going to develop, and I don't know what. You know that if a person now, he was a complete righteous man, a tzaddik, and now he inherits money to his sons. And now one of his kids is breaking Shabbos with that money, using that money. That person immediately was righteous. He's in heaven now. He's been dragged to hell to pay on that Chilul Shabbat that his son is doing with his money. To inherit money to your kids, if your kids are not Talmidei Chachamim, it's the most stupid thing in the world to do if they're not real Talmidei Chachamim. Every sin, it's written in Shara Gilgulim that when the wife of Rabbi Chaim Vital was making him sorry, she was fighting with him, Ari HaKadosh told him, when she's making you feel bad, her parents are going from heaven to hell. Every time that she's making you feel bad with yourself. This is reality. So think about it. We have those 70, 80, 90, 120 years. Great. Good luck. And what are you doing in that time? We just need to remember that we're preparing ourselves to the world to come. That this is the eternal life, eternal world. Here it's just an illusion. Here it's just a long, that it's short, test. If you're choosing Hashem, you're going to see Him, recognize Him in the world to come. If not, you will not going to be able to recognize Him in the world to come. If you recognize Hashem Yitbarach in this world, you're going to recognize Him in the world to come. Hashem is one in heaven and one in earth. It's the same. It's the same picture. Here, it's through a certain curtain, a certain filter. So that we're going to be able to recognize Hashem. So if you're recognizing Hashem in the world to come, you're going to see what that you already saw. But if you're not going to recognize Him here, over there you're going to be blind. You're going to see a huge amount of light and you won't be able to recognize nothing. So it's like that you don't see nothing. Kol Yisrael Hashem chelek le'olam haba. You're going to live an eternal life, but if you're going to enjoy them or not, tzadik be'emunato yichye. Corresponding to the faith that you have, that righteous man that he's got, he's going to live in the world to come. If he saw that it was all Hashem in the world to come, he's going to see that it's all Hashem. And if it was a police officer, and it was his wife, and it was the bank, and it was money, or gold, not to mention gold. In the world to come, he's going to see something, and he wouldn't recognize it, because it's not gold in the world to come, it's Hashem in the world to come. Something else, he will not going to recognize it because it's not a cop, it's not a police officer. It's Bore Olam. So he will not going to recognize Bore Olam. And people that are mamash sinning, really, that falling down, even in the world to come, they don't have the merit to see Hashem. So what's the punishment? It calls Olam Ato, pushing them into a world of imagination, and they keep on suffering in an imaginary world, Disney world. And this is their life over there. They can live 20 years, 30 years in imagination. And they're not even reaching the world to come after death. It's horrible. It's all because they lived here in imaginations. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to invest, I'm going to open, I'm going to close, I'm going to do. Rabbeinu is writing in Sefer Amidot. In the moment that the person is saying, I'm going to do that, in heaven they're saying, you're not going to do that. In the moment, they're not letting him to do that. I'm going to go to Uman. No, no, you're not going to go to Uman. So, you're not. Just because that he said, I will, you will not. Please Hashem, give me the merit to come to Uman. You're going to get there. I'm going to be there, taking... renting apartments from Eretz Israel. He's so sure, he's not praying, just gave his visa to the company. He's sure, he's going to be there in Uman. Even if you're going to get there to Uman, you're not going to feel no taste of Kedusha. If you weren't praying, means preparing yourself to that flight, you're going to get there and you're not going to recognize Rabbeinu. You're not going to see Rabbeinu. That it was Rabbeinu that was holding you back, that it was Rabbeinu that opened something for you. If you're not looking for Rabbeinu, you're not going to see Rabbeinu even in Uman. There is people that are going to Uman for years, 20 years, 30 years, they're in Uman. In the Tzion, they have houses in Uman. Achnasot Orchim, they're helping, and I don't know what. And when they're there in Uman, they're not waking up to the Tshuva.
There are the managers of the city Uman, and they're walking from one area to the other, checking.
They never done tshuva, they're never gonna do tshuva. Because when you're coming to Uman, Rabbeinu is saying every time that you're coming is supposed to be like the first time that you came. To know that it's a miracle that you're there. To say thank you, to appreciate, thank you, Bar Olam. Who am I to be here in this holy place? Who am I that you're gonna bring the salvation to the world because of me? That Rabbeinu is saying that every one of you. Rabbeinu said that Mashiach gonna come and gonna tell every person how many percent he's got in bringing the salvation to Am Yisrael. And Rabbeinu said, every one of you that coming to the Tzion of Rabbeinu in Uman Rosh Hashanah, you have a share in the salvation, you have part of the Geulah. He said, I'm blessing myself that I'm gonna have them married, achalai. One word in Hebrew, achalai. I wish for myself that I'm going to have the merit to, it's achalai, means achalai, to see the bright light that comes out from your footsteps when you're walking to my Rosh Hashanah, to Uman. He's waiting, mamash, hoping for himself that he, to see the brightness, of the footsteps of each and every one of us. In Uman there is no Rav Berland, Rav Shalom, Rav, I don't know what, Kivak. No, it's not exist. Over there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Jew, 1 Jew, 2nd Jew, 3rd Jew. No rabbis in Uman. No importance in Uman, nothing. In Uman there is souls of Am Yisrael that gathered together, all of them came.
When Rabbeinu is counting the souls, he's counting Rav Shalom as one. The second person that sits close to him in the cloister as two. Here is the third one. You have a merit, an equal merit. Everyone that is coming to Uman, he's got a merit that he came to Uman. The question is how many people you're going to bring with you to Uman. This is how you become to be important. If you're bringing more souls to Uman, it's like you came so many times. It's like that you came so many times. If you brought another person with you. Rabbeinu promised something that is so huge. He said, I'm going to take you out from hell. No righteous man in no generation before promised that to none of his followers, his Hasidim. It wasn't exist until that Rabbeinu said it. And now it's his obligation. He needs to do that. It's his obligation. It's on his shoulders. He's the one that's going to have to keep his promise. And he will. He made an oath. He took two witnesses. He made an oath. When? It depends. And if you're doing 1 hour it bodedut every day, and if you're not, if you're doing shy bodedut, Rabbi Yitzchak Bender said that they're not going to judge you on that day. And if you're not doing your shy bodedut, they're going to judge you. And who can stand in that trial? No one. Me for sure not. For sure not. No one can stand in a trial on one lacking, on one avera, on one sin, on one shachri that you won't frame like you should. Because of the embarrassment, the shame, the disgrace. I could have served Hashem Yitbarach and I wasn't. It's horrible shame that's going to be revealed in the world to come. Only in the world to come. Galken, and this is why Abraham Haya Isha Chesed, he was the main man of kindness. Vaya Mishtadel Tamid La'asot Chesed. And always he would put all of his effort to make kind actions, kindness. Kedei le'ha'alot b'chinat ha'malchut mehem. Because he wanted to rise, to bring up the aspect of kingdom from them. From all of the ones that claims to have kingdom. Come to me, I'm going to help you, don't worry, I'm going to settle your debts, I'm going to support you, don't worry, I'm going to find your shidduch. I know how to help you, that you and your wife are going to have kids, don't worry, come, me, it's all imaginations. Who is promising you that he's going to be able to come to that meeting if he's alive? Who told you? Valken, and this is why, Radaf Avraham achar arba melachim, Avraham was chasing after the four kings, kedei la'achni'am, wanted to conquer them, that they're going to surrender, that they're going to be with no powers at all. That they're going to admit he's a doctor and he's sick and he don't know how to heal himself. He's a millionaire that bankrupt, that he doesn't have a penny, that doesn't know how to go out from his situations. That she's beautiful and she's not married and she's now over 50. That they don't have no powers at all, at all, at all, at all, at all. Shehen Bechinat, because those four kings, they are an aspect of Ha'arba Malchuyot, the Sitra Achra. The four kingdoms of the foreign side, of the other side, of the Sitra Achra, of the Yetzer Hara. Ki Avraham haya sone mamon, because Avraham Avinu, he was hating money, he hates money. He hates money. Ki ma'as mamon Sdom, because he was rejecting, he didn't want the money of Sdom. It was huge amounts of money. And he was rejecting that. He didn't want a penny of it. He didn't want money in this world at all. Kemo shekatuv, like that it's written, im ichut v'atzroch, even a string, or how is it? Boot
strap.
Boot
strap.
Boot?
Boot.
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 Velot Omar, and you will not gonna say Ani Esharti et Avraham, that you will not gonna have the ability to say I made Avraham Avinu to be rich. You're not. You're nothing. You have money and you're nothing. Bor Olam will want me to be rich, I'm gonna be rich. Because of Bor Olam, because of the will of Bor Olam, not because of the king of Sdom, because of someone that have money. Ki Avraham tiken shacharit, because Avraham he established the prayer of shacharit, bechinat shacharut anal, the aspect of that shacharut, like we said, shchora ani venava, I'm black, and even though I'm beautiful, I know that I'm beautiful. Abraham was walking with that because Abraham Avinu, he came from the most filthiest place in the world. He also converted. He was the first one that came from the nations. And his father was worshipping idols, the worst one of them. And Abraham Avinu had the most horrible starting point of them all. No one of us, with all of our lackings, we had lackings like Abraham Avinu. None of us. Abraham Avinu, he didn't have nothing. Everyone, including everyone, were against him. Everyone. He was all alone. And he had to convince himself that he's good, that Hashem loves him, that Hashem is waiting for his prayers. This is why he established Shacharit immediately on the morning, after night, when it's still dark outside. He's dragging himself to talk to Hashem Yitzbarach, pushing himself down from the bed, like Rabbi Zusha, that he said that he was pushing himself out from the bed. He said from the floor, it's a different issue, it's a different thing now. To deal with the Yetzer Hara of waking up from the floor, it's a different thing than to deal with him when you're in bed covered with your blanket. So he was pushing himself from the bed. First of all, now I'm on the floor. Let's see what am I doing now with the Yetzer Hara. No, it's going to be easier from the floor to stand up. It's not that comfortable. Shu b'chinat ha-sechel ha-tachton, that it's an aspect of the lower wisdom. Lower means from the two wisdoms. It's not Chas Shalom a low wisdom at all. It's a perfect wisdom, like we said about the Chokhmah of Shlomo. This is the wisdom of Shlomo HaMelech. This is the lower wisdom. Means the perfect wisdom of this world. To know that Hashem is the king. Shlomo, he was a king, Melech, Shashalom Shelo. That he had the peace. Means that he had Hashem Yitbarach with him. That Hashem was the king. He was crowning Hashem, like David HaMelech. Crowning Hashem. The king of Am Israel, and when you, if you're going to have the merit, me, we us, all going to have the merit to crown Hashem, then we're going to have a certain control on our lives. That you're praying on something, and Hashem Yitbarach is helping you with it. Not that really you control something, just that you're praying and Hashem Yitbarach is keeping your will, listening to you, doing whatever that you're asking, like righteous people, tzaddikim. That they're setting a certain decree and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not cancelling it. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a decree, they can cancel his decree. Standing and praying and praying and praying, revealing the Rachmanut of Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem, it cannot be that you're going to do something like that, and they're convincing him until that he's saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, Salachti Kidvarecha, I'm forgiving them because that you said so. Like that, because of the reason that you brought up, that you said. Because of that, Bo'al Am is surrendering himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, to the righteous man. Bemkom gdulato sham ata motze et en betanuto. In his greatness, then there you can see his humility. That Bo'al Am, he is the creator. He is the one that's going to decide. And he decides to listen to you. He gives the kingdom to you, the control into your hands. Into your hands, that you're going to lift them in the air and pray to him. This is Yadei Moshe Kvedim. The hands of Moshe were full. Vayadav Emunah. Full with faith. His hands were full with faith. He believes in Hashem. Bo Olam listening to him. When he's praying, Bo Olam is conquered that war for him. When he's dropping his hands, so Amalek Chas Shalom, the doubts are coming. Doubts. This is the war on the faith. Always war only on the faith. Only. Our job is to believe. That it's all good. Lo mevin klum, I don't understand klum. I don't understand nothing. How can I understand? I'm the smallest and the worst creature of them all. I have a free choice, and with that free choice I destroyed so many things in my life. Even though that I received so many wisdom, so many gifts from Hashem Yitbarach, I rejected them all, almost all of them. Only the things that Hashem is forcing me to have, barely I'm, because I don't have a choice. Give you wife, give you kids, brought you to Eretz Israel, you don't have ticket to go back to Chutz La'aretz. So what are you going to do? So you're forced to be here. Everyone that's going to really look inside, going to see that the will, Chas Shalom, is going to very awful directions. And even more horrible if you want to be a successful, I don't know what, a rabbi, a chief rabbi, a genius, a chassid, a righteous man, a leader in the generation, a mashpia in Breslev. It's all choli nefesh, sickness, craziness. That you want to have a certain reality, that you don't want to cancel yourself to the will of Hashem Yitbarach. Will of Hashem Yitbarach, it means that if He wants you to stay home and listen to the rebukes from wife and kids, you should do that with joy, with a smile on your face. To know that you're serving Hashem Yitbarach. A good soldier, it's not a warrior, it's not someone that is in front. It's one that listens to his commander. And if now the commander told you that you need to clean bathrooms, you're running to clean bathrooms. This is a good soldier. That he doesn't care if his hands are filthy, if no one is respecting him. He's happy that he's listening to the voice of Hashem, of his commander. If we're slaves of Hashem Yitbarach, there is nothing like it that you can say, nah, I don't have the power to do this now. The king is going to cut your head off if you're going to tell him, I don't want to. Means that you're not a slave. Means that you're not accepting him as your king. Means that you can decide that you're the king. If you can say, nah, today I'm not going to dive in a minion, it means that you can decide. Means that you think that you can decide. I will rebuke her. I will going to say, I don't want that. It means that you think that you are a reality that can choose. That you have a free choice on the actions. On the actions? Rav Shalom told me once, the righteous people doesn't have no free choice on the mitzvot at all. It's an obligation from Hashem. They're keeping all of the Shulchan Aruch from the beginning till the end. And a person like we said, that Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich said, the person that is keeping all of Shulchan Aruch from the beginning till the end, it's not a righteous man. It's a Jew. It's a Yehudi. A righteous man, it's something else. Beyond. That he's got Mesirut Nefesh, Man Denatir Brit, one that justify other people, a holy man, someone that is doing a lot more than his obligations. This is a righteous man, someone that sacrificed himself a lot more than the obligations. The obligation is obligated, no doubt about it. On that we're not discussing at all. Us, that we're in the twilight zone. That we have doubts on the mitzvot. We have doubts on the mitzvot. That we're choosing on the mitzvot, it means that we're very, very far. So if you're very, 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 very far, because of lack of time, I'm not saying as much very that we should say, very, 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 very. Not going to continue saying all of the very that we should. Very, very far. So everything that we do have in our lives, it's all out of the loving kindness, Rachmanut, of Hashem Yitbarach, that is giving to us a free gift with no merit at all, because we're all in huge debts, because like the Rabbeinu said, you cannot pay back on one sin that you sin, on one. You cannot do tshuva on. A complete tshuva, that like that you enjoyed sinning, glad that you were excited sinning so much, you liked that. You're going to do tshuva with such a broken heart so much to complete one tshuva. You cannot do that. We don't have that heart. To sweat during doing tshuva like we sweat while sinning. To have a desire to Hashem Yitbarach, to the mitzvot, like that we had a desire for avonot, like we still do have. So people like us, we have that gift that it's going to be easy for us to be humble. Because we're so close to the truth that we're low. That it's going to be hard to confuse us to think that we're something. Even though this is a wonderful thing that Rabbeinu made, that our Borei Olam created in this generation. That the worst one can be the biggest one. You can be the most humble person because that you see that you're the biggest sinner of them all. You see? I got it all. Hashem gave me everything, all of the opportunities, and I'm just rejecting and rejecting and rejecting and avoiding from all good. That's not going to cover me, chas v'shalom, that I won't be forced to be clean. So a person that recognizes that he's got that lacking, that he doesn't like Hashem so much, that he doesn't love the Torah so much,
that the watermelon is a lot more important than the Gemara. Move the Gemarot from the table. What's going on? The watermelon came. There is a watermelon on the table. Move the Gemara. Move the Gemara. This is where we are in the good days that we learned Gemara. The Gemara was on the table in that day. It's the best day. Best day. Not talking about the downs, about the falling. So it's all loving kindness of the Creator to reveal His Rachmanut. That even when you're not worthy at all, even when you don't have no connection to the Kedusha, He is forcing you to get closer to Him. And He's revealing His Rachmanut on us to bring us to Eretz Israel, to open our mind to the Torah Kedusha. All of us. To open our hearts, to get closer to real tzaddikim, to real righteous people, to read from holy books, holy books. And to try, to want, to pray on those things, to start working on our midot. It's an amazing, amazing gift that Borei Olam gave us all. Hopefully going to keep on giving us, because no one can force. There is no, how you say, kfiya, cannot force yourself on spiritual things. Means on air, you cannot force air to stay in a certain place. You cannot hold it. So spirituality, you cannot force it. You cannot decide that you're gonna keep on being a spiritual person. If you're not gonna keep on chasing after Kedusha, it's gonna run away from you. A person have to be dedicated every day in his life to chase after the Kedusha. The Kedusha never gonna chase after you. Never. Only in the beginning, Borei Olam is doing a certain act of charity that is bringing huge amounts of light into the life of a person, that the person gonna be aware to who that he is and to what that outside. Because when he was in the field, he thought that this is him. He thought that he's part of rock and roll bands, part of Hollywood, part of, I don't know, he was part of all of that. He was a surfer, he was few, everyone with his imaginations. He was part of all of that craziness. He was part of them. This is what that he thought. And then Hashem Yitbarach is illuminating that person with a huge lighting. Huge amounts of light. And then you see, hey, I'm a Jew, I'm a Yehudi, I'm Israeli, I'm something else. Something there is wrong, very wrong. I don't want that, I don't need that. And then, again and again, you have to start working on yourself to climb from that field. But then, in all of that process of climbing, Borei Olam wants you to chase after Him. This is your tikkun. That you're going to chase after Him, not that He's going to chase after you. He gave you that as one time, and if you need two or three, 1 month, 1 year, there is people that have that light for 1 year. It's only the Rachmanut of Hashem. But then you have to show that you really want Hashem in Barak. If you see that you have a down, so He's helping more and more and more. But He's with you all of the time to check what's your level, what's your ability. But the truth is that we need to chase after Hashem. It's written in the Zohar Kadosh, we're going to finish in that, that the Zohar Kadosh is saying that if Am Israel would know how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved them, they would chase after Him like lions. Hashem Yitbarach loves us. Thank you very much.